Everybody, welcome back to the Corey and Joel Show. It's show number 6. Third one this week. 3 shows in a week.
In color.
In live.
A Quinn Martin production.
In beautiful mono.
The Corey and Joel.
56K MP3. Coming right into your house. It's the Corey and Joel Radio Show. Number 6. Little broken social scene from You Forgot It in People. Good record.
Good record.
Good record.
With the song KC Accidental.
Casey Accidental. The guy starts singing at about the 3-minute mark, but it's a good record. Check it out. It's a little little arty. You find that a little arty though, the broken social scene, don't you?
Yeah, I like it. It's a little arch. A
little arch. Yeah. But that's all right. We dig it.
Not like St. Louis where they have a big arch.
No. And not like this show.
Mm-hmm.
Where there's nothing artistic going on.
Not
whatsoever.
A single thing.
We rank chicks from 1 to 65, and that was great if you didn't listen to shows 4 and 5.
Coming up, we're going to rate magnitude of farts from smallest to most dominating.
Wow.
Yeah.
I did not know that. I did not know that.
And like what causes, you know, like, I said like a White Castle fart is a number 1 seed.
Is it really?
Yeah.
Okay.
But like a broccoli fart's like about a 6 seed.
You know, are you talking intensity? Are you talking air displacement, volume?
Well, there's a couple facts.
Well,
see
exactly.
What I'm saying?
Wetness? I mean, where do you go?
The power rating comes from a lot of different things.
Okay, I'm unaware of this. I've never really gotten into the finer points of farts, really. It's not really, I mean, I fart like everyone else, believe me, but,
We're doing what we promised ourselves we'd never do. Fart material.
Well, let's change the
side. Dawn and Drew are doing gas material.
Oh,
you're
Dawn
loving
and
that.
Drew. Oh yeah, they're loving. They're pulling each other's fingers. You're
Dave the Dude's
that.
Just tooting like a goddamn
I don't
mule.
Anyone listens to Dave the Dude? I don't know how I found that. We're gonna play all those. We're gonna do a show about how podcasts suck.
Well, you're listening to the second least popular comedy show in America, folks. The Corey and Joel Radio Show.
We're on. By the way, you know this. Actually, this is actually an important show in a sense because this is the first show that is being launched at CoreyandJoelRadio.com. The new website just for the show, CoreyandJoelRadio.com. You can subscribe to the feed, the XML there, and get the show. Subscribe. We got links on there and all kinds of stuff. So you can go right to that. That is the dedicated spot. And so, therefore, the show now is listed on Podcast Alley, Podcast.net, Podcast Directory, blah, 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 blah. Where you can go get
podcast
the show.
Podcast jerk-off space.
Exactly.
Wherever you people go and get your podcast. I can't believe we're doing a podcast.
We're not. We're doing a radio show.
We are. We're going to call ourselves. It's a radio show for ourselves.
It is.
You know, Andy Kaufman, when he was a little boy, used to do a show into the wall. Thinking that there was a camera in there.
But see, if Andy Kaufman would have had equipment and stuff,
exactly.
It would have been, this would be it.
He still would have been hated.
Well, not like we're not.
So anyway, folks, let's give it up for our new website.
CoreyandJoelRadio.com. Go there, send us an email. The email address for the show, which we actually have now, is email@CoreyandJoelRadio.com. You can send that. We'll take a look at it. We'll be more than happy to read your emails on the air if you have some email to send us.
Yeah.
We're going to be reading, you know, do you want a larger penis?
Mm-hmm.
Click here.
We haven't gotten any emails.
Meds from Mexico.
We did get some feedback.
Do you want to talk about that? Now, we talked about this. If you listened all the way back to show 2, we did show 1, and our buddy PJ, who's a comic, PJ Butlin, listened to the show. And now, if you've seen PJ's act, PJ's not a PC comedian at all. In fact, he's a big, bald, white comedian. I don't know if you call him a PC.
Uh-huh. I believe the term is goober.
Goober. Hilljack.
Yeah.
Would Hilljack apply to PJ? We love the guy. He's a great guy. Good friend of ours.
Good friend of ours.
His feedback was that the show was... Well, do you want to play?
I got the feedback right here.
Corey's going to play it for you.
Folks, we want to hear from you. And this is the kind of viewer listener support we need.
We'll play your voicemail, but we're not giving you a number. But if you can find us and leave one on our cell phone.
Exactly.
Hey, Corey, it's PJ. Stumbling across a podcast today. And, it doesn't make you guys sound like flaming racists, homophobes, and xenophobes and everything else. But, hey, good job.
I'm going to pause it for a second.
Yeah, I know. go ahead. Let's break that down. It was what were the three things we were?
Racist, homophobe.
Racist, homophobe, and xenophobe.
Xenophobes.
I think I played that arcade game.
I'm not afraid of aliens. I mean, really,
yeah, what is a xenophobe?
I didn't talk about E.T. at all on this show.
No, I don't know what he saw.
So I don't know where he gets off on xenophobe.
But he just throws that right in. No. It just rolled right off.
Didn't make one Yoda joke or anything. No. Suddenly,
but we were racist. We were homophobes.
Yeah.
And okay. We'll play the rest. Yeah. Now, this is a
you
guy.
You know why? Because we're doing our jobs right if you've ever listened to a radio show before.
We were just being funny. You talked about, whatever. Yeah. The black guys at the movie. We talked about black comedians and Mexican television, I think, on the first show.
Right.
We talked about Univision. Univision.
Super Sabado Gigante International.
Lucha, lucha, lucha.
Look, I don't make them, look.
Yeah.
Hey, I don't program the show on Univision. I don't make them have a show where a guy comes out dressed up like, Frank Sinatra, and then like a midget in an executioner's outfit comes out and like beats a pinata, and there's a girl looks like Charo with her boobs hanging out, blowing bubbles in the air, and they got a guy running a semicircle with a big sombrero trying to like passes out with a stick. I don't make that shit up.
No, you just observe, but all of a sudden you're racist now because you talked about that on the show.
I'm a reporter. That's
you're
what
reporting
I do.
The news. Let's play some more of the call.
Here we go.
Anyway, give me a shout, my brother. Hey, Cody.
There's the second one.
Second call.
I hope you guys feel better, man. That was great. That was
so he's listened to the second one and he liked it.
I listened to it. But apparently I'll never offer critique or anything again because you guys get overly upset on that.
For those of you, you'll pause it. Because for those of you who don't remember, if you listen to show two, every time we made a remark that was somehow maybe could be viewed as being racist, we played PJ's favorite musical act, the great Queensryche, the 80s hair metal band. So we would drop in bits of Queensryche. Do you have any Queensryche ready or not? No, you don't have any? F it. Who cares?
This is what show prep's all about.
This is what show prep's all about. Because we could give an example, but they can listen to show two. They can download it at Corey and Joel Radio. And we would be dropping in Queensryche. We're not going to do that. But he's so mad at us now that we're playing Queensryche. So now we're making fun of him. We're playing Queensryche. He's not happy with it. So play the rest of the message. Because then he's going to dump on our musical taste.
I don't know. You're funny. You guys are funnier than being racial. Blame it, like saying Jew, colored. That's just not funny.
Wait, pause. Jew, colored, isn't funny?
I think it's hilarious, personally.
I don't know. How is I don't think we ever said Jew. I think this is the first time we actually said Jew, colored.
Yeah, I mean,
No, we don't really yell it out like that.
Not so much.
Did you kill it over there? What are you doing?
No.
Play the rest of it.
Oh, all right, I'm going to play the rest of it,
Arkansas, that's funny.
He's explaining to us what comedy is, though. It's lovely.
Anyway,
thanks, PJ.
The Queensryche show was funny, and as long as you guys listen to White Stripes and whatever the bumper music was, I don't think you guys have any room to talk.
I think we were playing Kings of Leon that day.
I don't know what he's talking about, the White Stripes.
Oh, now you've got White Stripes. Look at you. We don't need to play. I don't even, we haven't played this on the show before.
We like the White Stripes.
That's all right. I mean, I like the White Stripes, but I'm not,
This is for you, PJ. A little dedication.
This isn't even like a show about the White Stripes. We haven't even mentioned the White Stripes. We mentioned Mort Crims spoke on a White Stripes
scene. I know.
He's such a tool. So that was our
the guy hasn't
feedback.
Been the guy. He went into a Sam Goody in about 1987. And that was the last time he bought a record. Okay,
bought a cassette tape.
Look, PJ, I understand it's softball season. You won't be listening to the show for the next 6 months. You're going to be busy hitting taters over the left field wall over there at Softball City.
that's a little inside, but
you know it's great that PJ's motivation. He's not the best base runner, but they stash a Paps behind each base to try and get him to steal.
Sure.
So that's
it's the beer league.
Mm-hmm.
So PJ, if you have any complaints or comments, if you like the show, we know people that like
PJ,
the show.
PJ, we love you, by the way.
We do love PJ, but we know people that like the show, but they haven't emailed us, and they've told us personally. We did a comedy show last night, and a lot of the guys that were at the comedy show said that they listened to the show. We plugged the show at Club Bart last night, our comedy show on Thursday nights, Ferndale, Michigan, 10 o'clock show, 9 in Woodward. If you're in town Thursday night,
my partner, Dr. Plug,
exactly, Mr. Plug. And
that name again is Mr. Plug.
So especially we got to give a shout out then to our number one fan who hasn't emailed us, but hopefully
holla
and we're gonna holla at our friend Tyrone.
What's up, Tyrone?
Tyrone Faustin.
Yeah.
Funny young comic who listens to the show.
He does listen to the show.
And he likes it, and he gave us some good feedback.
Did Mike Lundy say he listened to the
Mike
show,
Mike Lundy
too?
Listened to the show, yeah. So we're big in the hood. We're in an urban market.
We're going to pay your bills, Mike Lundy.
We're going to be on WJLB
FM 98, WJLB, Detroit, Strong Songs.
Anyway, give a shout-out to our friends.
Tyrone's great, though, because he's a chemist.
Yeah.
That's what's great about Tyrone.
He's a funny guy.
He's a funny guy, yeah. But he's a black chemist, and you don't meet a lot of guys. Chemist named Tyrone. Okay, you just run this sample up to the lab, and Tyrone will take care of it for you. Should we have to play Queensryche now?
I'm gonna have to prepare Queensryche.
Do you even have them on there anymore?
They're on there somewhere.
Well, I don't know. It's funny that Tyrone's a great guy, smart kid, funny comic. We love Tyrone. Yeah. He's a chemist, though. It's very strange.
Now I'm looking through my library list for Operation Mindcrime.
You know, don't bother. Like, I'm sure your antivirus removed that from your hard drive.
I should only
at some
hope.
Point. The Queensryche.
Oh, my goodness.
We have a name for this show, too. We haven't mentioned it yet. Should I mention the name for the show? We came up with it.
Run wild there, bud.
Camilla Parker's Bones. We're going to talk about the royal wedding. Camilla Parker.
Oh, God. You know what I want to talk about?
Camilla Parker's
that we didn't do the other day on the show because we were talking about actresses I want to bone.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And the winner was Scarlett Johansson, by the way.
Yeah.
Listen to that show.
Spoiler for episode 5 right
now. Oh, sorry.
There. Yeah. Well, it's too late now.
We're hoping you listen to these in chronological order.
I guess, but we did 3 this week, so maybe people are just now listening to show 6 instead of 5. But go ahead, Scarlett Johansson.
They would skip past 5? No, don't skip 5. Whatever
5's
you do.
Funny.
That's Joel's favorite show.
6 has been kind of a dud so far, but 5 was great.
This one's in the tank.
5 was a gem. We're 12 minutes in and not one laugh yet. But, you know, we're going to get there, people. We've got an hour left to make you laugh.
Yeah.
And we're going to do it at least once.
Wow.
So you're talking about Scarlett Johansson. You were going
to
talk about
I'm just saying we won that. Here's what I want to talk about. We didn't get to it the other day. I want to talk about people doing the Kids' Choice Awards on Nickelodeon. What the hell is with this?
Yeah, it's strange. I didn't watch. Who was on? I mean, I saw...
Okay, I turn it on, and it's like Ben Stiller is in a... he's in like a rubber suit from head to toe so that he doesn't get covered in slime. And then Cameron Diaz comes out and launches a pie at him, you know, in the one spot he isn't covered. Yeah, I'm like, that's some innovation. That's some soupy sales 1954
comedy.
Like, what is the point? And it's like all these big name celebs. It's like Tom Cruise is going to get covered in slime.
And they're just like pandering to kids.
They had American Idol on there.
Yeah.
This is where real shows would have clips from the things they're talking about.
No, we have no clips of anything.
Yeah, but...
yeah.
It's just pathetic. It's just so sad. Will Ferrell's coming out there running around. Oh, I'm a big scary bear. You know, it's just like, you know, all these youth
kids are gonna love. Kids are gonna love Anchorman now. They're gonna be. They're gonna be.
All these kids with their you know, fruit roll ups. Just it's yeah,
yeah. It was. I saw a little bit. I saw the clip of was it Johnny Depp got slimed and
yeah. Let me show you the integrity of the Kids' Choice Awards. Lil Romeo was the top TV actor. He won the award.
Well, of course. He's right up there with the greats on television. Yeah. Lil Romeo.
Yeah, screw you, Sipowicz.
Yeah.
You know,
well,
like,
whatever,
Lil Romeo.
You know?
Yeah.
Hey, we lost Dan Rather.
Yeah.
He left the airwaves.
Hey, Martin Sheen, go
Lil
bite
Romeo.
It. Lil Romeo is your favorite TV actor.
Well, they're kids. It's retarded by almost, you know...
I know, and then they had American Idol, and Randy Jackson's up there with the, yo, dogs, thanks, dogs. Like, for kids who's, like, 5
right.
years old.
Yeah.
You know, Paula Abdul's over there, and it's ridiculous. Simon Cowell was prowling the scene looking for chicks to pick up.
Oh, was he?
Yeah.
Well, is he looking for some underage girls?
That guy's booking bar mitzvahs now just to get a little chance of some action.
He's
now.
An interesting dude, that Simon Cowell.
I'll be playing the Abramowitz bar mitzvah, critiquing it.
That was absolutely dreadful. Absolutely.
I've heard better Torah readings in my bathroom. I don't know. Oh, what's going on?
I know cantors, and you're the worst cantor I've ever heard. What makes you think?
You think you can play the shofar, which is the ceremonial horn they play.
I think I do this every show.
Yeah.
Have we disparaged the Jews? Because we're at the 14-minute mark.
Yeah.
I don't think was that disparaging?
Well,
that wasn't disparaging. Then that's not, because usually every show
all
where
right,
the first
all
time.
Right, I apologize.
The first time we disparaged the
Joel,
Jews.
Joel, you disparaged the Jews.
I think you did. Oh, you finally got the queen. Ah! now we're playing Queensryche for PJ. Crap. PJ turned this off now a good 5 minutes ago.
Oh, PJ's steaming.
When you played his voicemail.
Yeah, he's already on the phone to like
right.
seven or eight other people bitching about
he's
us.
Bitching about us.
I love you, PJ. PJ
is he still on? Well, I shouldn't talk about that. I was like, he might be safe. Oh, no, he's ready.
Off.
He's off. He's free. He's free and clear to punch you in the face.
Well, hopefully we'll see PJ tomorrow night at a bachelor party that we're going
to
be
Yeah, we're
going
to a big bachelor party for one of our comic mm-hmm. buddies. So we're going to have some post game of that next week on the show where the names will be changed to protect the innocent.
I'd like to do a live remote, but I don't think we can get away with it.
Unless it's Corey or me with the with the stripper straddling our face and
I don't want guys getting caught.
No.
We couldn't do a live remote. That's
good. No, cuz if guys would clam up.
Yeah.
But we will
literally.
We will bring the ever trusty.
Oh no, you know
the Canon A95.
Do you feel like a narc doing that? Going to
a little bit. I think I'll bring it, but it's like I won't. I won't shoot the.
At the last refuge a man can go to get.
And I shouldn't bring my digital camera.
A
and,
face full of boobies. You know what I'm saying? Like,
so if I brought the camera to, immortalize that forever,
that wouldn't be good. That would be good.
It wouldn't be good. All right, that's fine. So we're going to talk about the bachelor party next time, but we want to talk about the royal wedding, the Camilla Parker Bowles.
Oh, good God.
Well, they had to delay it because the Pope died.
Yeah.
And then Prince Charles was going to be the royal representative.
It wasn't just the Pope died. It's that they left the Pope out there like a slab of beef at the rack.
That's the Catholics,
for
man.
Like 6 weeks.
I was raised Catholic. They leave. It's all about the body with the Catholics. They got to look at the body and sit with the body and carry the body and touch the body.
There's like a million people clogging up the streets waiting to get into St. Peter's Square and stuff.
To look at his fossilized corpse.
The guy, and he's rotting away there.
Yeah,
he's
just
leaving him.
It's like a rotten prune or something.
I know. I mean, I understand, they're sitting Shiva. I understand that whole thing. But it's like, yeah, just put a sneeze guard up there or something. Keep the.
I don't know.
They got the Pope's bodyguards, the Swiss Guard. You know, these guys in these clown suits, they look like the horse from the Fruit Stripe gum package, Just the big plume.
Yeah.
I don't know.
But don't you think, though, is it worse that or like the Ayatollah Khomeini funeral where he was like they were crowd surfing his body all over? Was that worse then?
Well, the only difference between like a Catholic and a Muslim funeral is about 70,000 rounds of AK-47 fire.
Oh, right? Yeah, that's true.
Shot directly into the air. That's it's always a reasonable solution at a funeral.
Well, that's,
that's the
word. But they, but it's just the Catholics. They keep the Jews. They throw them right in the ground.
It's very sensible.
The grave is dug, and they just throw you right in. That's what they do.
Look, Miriam will be in the dirt by sundown. Let's go, Hiram, dig. Yeah, I mean, it's there's no messing around. It's very sensible.
I've never dug so hard in my life.
Oh my God.
So Camilla Parker Bowles is marrying Prince Charles. What do you think about that?
I think that it's wonderful that in England they've allowed a man to marry a horse. I think that is, I think they have relaxed laws over there.
Wow. Woo.
Oh.
But he's got to be in love with her because she's nasty looking, and he could get a hot chick. He could get like a Spice Girl or something, couldn't he?
Like the one of them. He could at least get scary or something, right?
Yeah, Baby Spice or sporty.
Nah, Sporty's over there trying to, she's on Frank Lampard's jock or whatever.
Oh,
you know what? This show gets more obscure every week.
I have no idea who you're talking about. I figured it was some football.
Striker for Chelsea.
Striker for Chelsea. Yeah. Okay, yeah, that's.
We start talking about footy.
No, that's so when about footy. Well, really... when does Premiership start? Is it the mm-hmm. playoffs now? Is it something?
Well, they took a little break for Euro.
They took a little break for
Euro.
Euro Cup. Okay, and then they're going back in. I know they start in August.
UEFA, the Cup Winners'
UEFA?
Cup.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. God, am I a dork.
Yeah, and
this stuff just keeps rolling. It was awesome, though, because Chelsea beat Bayern Munich 4-1. It was great.
Really? Did you hear that? It's the sound of people turning off their iPods.
No, I hear.
That's exactly what that
here's
was.
Here's what I hear.
What was that? Oh, a little applause. Is that? You should get football chants. And we can play chants during, we'd be doing the show, and then guys would be, singing a song for us.
You tried that song on the first show that we played that was,
Oh, yeah, people singing. But that was, singing at, halftime. The one, Simply the Best.
Yeah, we need cricket sound effects. I'm going to have to look
cricket for that. Sound effects for bits that fail. Well, I think, but if you're, if you're in England, though, wouldn't you be a little pissed, though, that it's, this guy...
Oh, yeah.
Who was, like, cheating on the real princess, and then she drops dead. She runs off with some camel jockey. And
personally,
then,
you know,
they hit a wall somewhere.
Dodi I
fell. Well, yeah, Dodi I hit the wall, whatever the hell his name was.
That guy had, like, chest hair that looked like, you know, cinnamon rolls.
Oh,
they
God.
Were just little perfect curly cues, you know what I'm saying?
God.
Little chest hairs.
Guy should be selling lottery tickets at the liquor store.
You know,
he's driving around with the princess in Paris. Unbelievable.
You know, I understand that a lot of Americans since 9/11 have turned against Europe, and I understand why. Because we need a detente between Europe and America that involves taking off the damn Speedos. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah,
on some real
exactly.
trunks.
Get some trunks.
Oh, these Euro guys squeezing
with
themselves
the
in these
yeah,
gold lame Speedos and yeah. all their well, junk is just
that was
hanging
him.
Out
that
of it
was
and
that,
sweaty
was that
and
guy.
Oily. And
he was that guy.
Oh,
and he crashed the princess into the wall.
I personally think that this is a beautiful thing for the British people, and they
Why
should embrace
that?
It because Camilla represents the true spirit of Britain with those nasty butter teeth and the face that looks like 10,000 miles of Georgia asphalt and cracked, bitter.
She looks like she should be like, you know, in a pub somewhere. Freshen your drink, governor.
She looks hard.
She's just a hard, you know.
She's hard. Like, she smokes like 12 packs of
she
silk
looks like,
cuts a day.
Who was that broad on Are You Being Served? You remember her
yeah.
name? The girl that was like the young girl. And she was like, she was very low class.
No, she was kind of cute.
She was, but I'm talking, that's like what she looks like now.
Actually, that show was on so long that she stopped being
yeah,
cute.
She stopped being hot. Yeah. Yeah. I forget her name. I was watching that the other day. That's a good show. Are You Being Served?
No, it's not.
Do you want me to measure your inside leg? That's every joke was about the inside leg. I like that. That was good.
You want a good show from
What's
England.
A good show? Oh, yeah. Go ahead.
You want a good show.
This is... There you go, folks. Come on, everybody. Sing along.
Hey,
now!
Hey!
Who?
Oh, yeah, that everybody. Benny Hill. I can't get enough of that.
Woo! We were debating what instruments they're actually playing to create the
Listen
Benny Hill
breakdown.
But then it goes into that circus theme.
Yeah.
And it's great. This is the theme to chasing broads around.
This, we're going to play this at the bachelor party.
Exactly. Yeah. You know what? We should really bring this. There you go. You have to hold your hands in booby groping position, which is like, hold them out from your chest. Watch. Do it with me, Corey. Here, watch. Let's look over here. You go like this, and then it's just like you got to run around like this, chasing girls.
I love how he's always like, you know, some 90-year-old guy in a diaper and
yeah.
a top hat chasing around an old lady. And it's like a nun and a
That's
priest.
Why he was
and
the best, man.
Like an army guy.
Yeah.
And they, like, seven bimbos popped out of the, like, manhole cover. And,
woo.
You know, he's dressed like Mr. T with the gold chains and stuff. That's great.
Go watch the Benny Hill show. If you...
I have a box set.
Do you have DVDs of Benny Hill?
Tapes.
Oh, tapes.
Yeah,
okay.
Who's got a box set of DVD?
There might be Benny Hill DVDs, I think.
That song just keeps jamming.
Well, we're gonna have to keep that queued up for when we actually get chicks in the studio, because we're gonna play that and then the hijinks will really begin.
Yeah.
That's like, you know,
think of the hijinks going on at the royal wedding though. That's
You think Charles puts on the Benny Hill theme and
chases
Camilla Parker?
I think Charles puts on a bag of oats and lets her just eat him out of there. Like Mr. Ed looking horse faced nasty.
A bag of oats with a bag on her head.
Oh, God.
I mean, he's nothing to look at either, but he is the prince.
He's a real beauty. That
Oh, jeez.
Big radar dish Dumbo ears.
That's inbreeding for you folks right there.
Yeah, man.
That's
I never thought
the British royalty.
I never thought I'd see a woman that made Barbara Bush Sr. look hot.
Wow.
Charles.
But I mean, Diana was hot though, man. Like in her day.
Yeah.
Like, you know, I mean, you sort of got used to her or whatever, but
yeah, but is she, you know what? She did the right good career move.
What was that?
Got out young.
Oh yeah, she'll live forever now.
Yeah, you don't want to see Diana old and straggly.
No.
Eventually, here's the sad thing about life.
She'll turn into that.
Diana will eventually look
we're
like
looking
Camilla
at, we're looking
if,
at Camilla
if she
Parker
hadn't died.
All right, do me this favor. Corey's got the Detroit Free Press open. Compare who's uglier. All right, you hold that
yeah, sure.
page open, and then you know what I'm talking about, the other page? The front page?
Oh, yeah.
There you go. Now, who's... What? Kurt Kerkorian from Chrysler looks like Bela Lugosi on the front page of the Free Press today.
It is. He looks like he looks like an aged vampire that's going to gum you to
death. Oh, my God. He is scary looking. He almost has like an orangutan look about him too. Do you see that?
No, you
there's something simian about
him. It's Dr. Zaius.
Is that what it is?
Ape shall not kill ape. Yeah, he's totally got that look. Beware the beast man.
And who's the other guy? Shrimp? Is that the other guy's
no,
name?
No, this is, yeah, this is
the German guy?
Jürgen Shrimp.
Jürgen Shrimp. And they're in a fight over Chrysler, the Chrysler Corporation.
Yeah. Who's the other Chrysler guy with the big, giant walrus mustache? Dieter something.
Dieter. No. See, Chrysler's like when that German guy bought the power plant on The Simpsons. That's yeah, exactly what it's like.
Schnell, I've got to get back to the
home of
Raven.
We are from Germany, the land of chocolate.
Yeah.
Yeah. We'll play Simpsons.
Wow.
Yeah, we're gonna suck off their quality writing on this show.
What quality writing?
On The Simpsons?
There's none left.
Back on the in those days, oh, yeah. Season 3 and 4 and 2 and all that.
That,
good
is,
stuff.
That is a pale shadow.
Oh God, The Simpsons blow. We're gonna do a show about why The Simpsons sucks. We're gonna do a show about why new Star Wars sucks. Why The Simpsons sucks. Like, it used to be great, but now it sucks. And anything that used to be, I mean, you can say, talk about.
I like how we have new show ideas all the time.
We have new
and
show
we'll
ideas.
We forget them because we don't re-listen to the shows.
No, it's a great show idea. We're going to do a show. We're going to do Star Wars stuff as we get closer to the movie. And we'll do Simpsons stuff.
Oh, speaking of Star Wars.
Yeah.
Little teaser, little great Star Wars story. The other day, guys were already lined up. The movie doesn't open until May 19th,
mm-hmm.
and it's April.
Yeah.
And there were guys lining up in front of Mann's Chinese Theater on Hollywood Boulevard
I read that.
In L.A.
Yeah.
And it's not playing there.
Yeah, they didn't know that.
They had to go like 2 blocks southwest over on Sunset it's at the Arclight, which is one of my favorite movie theaters in the world. But
well.
But there were guys that were like, well, we're not leaving. Like, like it's a.
But say you're number one at Mann's. And then they're like, oh, we're not having it. It's at the Arclight. Then right. Are you still number one at the Arclight? Or do you have to...
No, you're...
You know?
You're 2 blocks away is what... Yeah.
No, but I'm saying, like, you can't go to the Arclight and go, hey, listen, I was in line. I've been here for a week sleeping in a tent.
It's farther than that. It's probably 4 or 5 blocks.
Yeah, well, whatever. But I'm just saying, you know, like... But do you think you have any right to that number one spot at the Arclight, or is it something that needs to
no,
be...
No, you have a right to get divorced. Your wife should divorce you. Your kids should disown you. You should... There's no reason to sleep out for
There's
Star
no
Wars.
Reason to sleep out.
It plays
out.
On 8,000
I know,
damn
but you know,
theaters.
But here's the thing about the reason people used to line up for Star Wars. It used to be that, you know, before 30-screen megaplex theaters, it was actually hard to get into, like, big movies opening weekend. Well, it would be hard to get tickets for the first day of Star Wars or the first day of Empire Strikes Back.
No.
And the first day of Jedi. It was difficult. You could actually go and they'd be sold out and then you'd have to wait in line.
I'm, of course, a film critic in my day job, so I forget about these things.
Right, but that's the used to be. But it's not the case anymore.
Yeah, and I'm going to see this new Star Wars, probably in about a week. I'm going to see it way ahead of time. I'm going to rub it into your face, dorks.
Oh, yeah,
we're going to have a spoiler show.
Yeah.
I'm going to give away the ending of Star Wars on this show.
What? He's Darth Vader. What's the end? I mean, they already know the end. That's one of the reasons that Star Wars sucks, is because you know how it ends.
Right.
It's retarded. It's just you write yourself. I've written things creatively, stories, screenplays. I have.
You guys ever read Penthouse Forum?
Exactly.
Cuz Joel wrote some awesome stuff.
You fat piece of garbage.
I couldn't believe my luck.
But
I was doing my laundry alone in the laundromat one night and the two hottest girls in the world walked in. I quickly folded my Spider-Man underwear away before they saw.
Was I doing PJ's laundry?
Before they saw the
was that why
there
was,
was
that why there was
now,
Spider-Man?
Now you got to bust on PJ. And for that, you get this.
PJ likes this. This.
Yeah.
It's a 37-year-old man who's in love with Spider-Man. Come on.
Well, I'm sorry, PJ.
But you can't paint yourself into a corner whenever you're going to do a movie. You can't say, hey, it's got to end, and everyone knows the end, and we just don't know the beginning. And then we saw the beginning of Star Wars, and we realized it was lame.
Yeah.
And now we're left kind of going, oh, finally, this is it. And it sounds like, from what I read a review of the script that they published, the script, you can get it at the bookstore.
Yeah.
And they're just like, well, the last hour is what you wanted to see, what you've waited all these years for.
The first
hour. He became Darth Vader. So essentially, you had to sit through 2.5 cruddy movies
and
to get to the bit you wanted to see.
And the first hour is like Jar Jar on Ice. It's like a musical number.
It's that bad.
No.
But it's a lot of talking. It's a lot of, you know... Like, who are those guys? They're finally Newt Gunray or whatever. You know the guy I'm talking about?
You see, Joel and I act like we're not Star Wars darks, but this guy, but he's dropping new gun right
well,
over here.
The guy was like this big fan, and nobody knows who he is. You ask any casual fan, no one knows who he is. He's that lizard-looking guy that was in
Was he like the alien,
Phantom Menace?
The Japanese
the two guys,
aliens?
The two guys like, that were like, standing there?
These are Trade Federation.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
We will
those
destroy
guys.
The Republic.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're finally going to die. And it's like, who cares? No one cares if they're going to die. No one wants to see them die. No
they
one
weren't,
cares.
Were they hardly even in the other one.
But that's the point. They stuck. They cruddy characters nobody cares about. Yeah. There's no investment in it. We know how it ends. Screw it, man.
I get up on my Star Wars high horse and laugh at these guys, yet I know that the Hammerhead's real name is Moma Nadan.
Well, yeah.
And that the Walrus guy that Obi-Wan chopped the arm off is named Ponda Baba.
Exactly, but... See, I also think if you're going to be a Star Wars fan, and I'm a Star Wars fan, there's no need to know the names of characters wherein the character's name is never referenced at all in the film. In other words, if you're only getting these names by buying the action figure or getting it out of a book or the Star Wars Insider magazine, you don't need to know those names. They're irrelevant.
That's why I don't think they should put names in Penthouse or Playboy, you know, like because I don't need the names. I don't care about Tiffany.
That's a good point. You know, that's an interesting point. But somewhere somebody's got to like keep these girls on file.
I call you blonde cooch number three. I don't need to know your
name.
But
why know the name of Star Wars characters that like Obi-Wan Kenobi didn't know the name of the guy whose army chopped off? Why should I care about it? There's no effing reason
Maybe
to care about it.
Maybe he used the Force and read his mind.
I don't think he chopped him off. I don't know. He chopped him off. Where am I going with this?
Nowhere fast.
I don't know. I'm going to put together a little. I'm going to actually write it out. I'm going to prepare my thoughts on why Star Wars is awful now.
Well,
I'll prepare it, and then we're going to send this podcast right over to George Lucas, where it will be...
what are you, Ted Kaczynski? You're over there writing a diatribe about...
Well, what I'm going to do is I'm going to clip out letters from the newspaper headlines and just one at a time put together. I'm a professional comedian, by the way. You can catch me.
I'm going to be buying the Star Wars Lego game. Do you see this?
Yeah, that's the video game. It got like an 8 on IGN, so that's cool. It could be decent. I could play that.
By the way, Adam Sessler's off.
Oh my god!
Of X-Play.
Oh my lord! What has happened? Oh. Who would they replace him with?
We're so. You know what? I gave up doing references because the podcast. We got 12 people listening to this show.
Negative,
including Tyrone. Holla!
What's up, Tyrone? Keeping it real, Tyrone. What do you mean? They replaced Adam. If you know the show X, because Morgan Webb was one of our top 60. I think she made it into the Elite Eight, I think.
She was
Morgan
pretty high
Webb.
Up on the list.
She was very high up on the list, and they replaced the guy that's on the show, Adam Sessler, with who?
They had like a rotating guest host
really?
The other day. I don't know. I'll
you think
see.
They S-canned him? Or
I don't know if
they
that
do?
Was a goof. No, they mentioned the whole show that Adam was leaving. So maybe it was a goof April Fool's show or something that was just
a
week ago that I missed on the
you don't know.
Day. Never mind.
Now you're giving out bogus information on this podcast.
No. They did a whole. No, they didn't. They did an episode where it was like Adam Sessler's leaving the show, and we need to get guest hosts. And
that's fine. And this segues nicely in because Corey is giving erroneous information, and this segues into our next. This is a big story in Detroit.
Look,
I'm not giving
her. She looks like a goddamn Palomino. Camilla Parker Bowles. That is not erroneous information.
No, those facts check out.
Seabiscuit wouldn't even marry this bitch. I mean, come on. This is a horse face woman.
She's awful. Yeah. But this is a big story in Detroit. Maybe it's a national story. I think it is a little bit. I looked some of this up on the web to see what people are talking about.
He's a national figure.
Mitch Albom. Big star in Detroit. Yeah. You know him. Tuesdays with Maury, the book, and the dumb movie that they had with Jack Lemmon dying, if you watch that. And
Tuesdays with Maury. You know, every time I... You know how every time I think about Tuesday, I think this. I feel.
You think about Tuesdays more? That's what you want to do. A pleasant applause for more.
Just a clap.
All right. But, I don't know where that was came from.
I don't know.
Completely out of nowhere.
I'm playing with the buttons, dude.
Mitch Albom got in trouble because he wrote an article about the MSU playing in the Final Four game in St. Louis.
Yeah.
And he wrote that there were former players in the audience, and they were MSU's. Mateen Cleaves and Jason Richardson, and they were supposedly in the audience. Mm-hmm. He said, Mateen Cleaves and Jason Richardson, they sat in the stands in their MSU clothing and rooted on their alma mater. And now he's in trouble for saying that. You know why he's in trouble for saying that?
Because they never graduated from Michigan State University.
No.
Oh.
Because they weren't actually at the game. It turns out Mitch wrote this column on Friday to make the Sunday deadline for the Sunday Free Press.
Yeah.
And then Richardson and Mateen Cleaves didn't even make it to the game for some travel snafu or something. Right. But Mitch had talked to him earlier in the week, and they said they were going to the game, so he wrote that they were there cheering on their team. And, of course, they weren't there. Now Mitch is in trouble. Now they're questioning Mitch's integrity. They're questioning Mitch's verisimilitude.
Who cares? That's what I wanted. I mean, this is what's wrong with the world. People make a big freaking stink over something. Who gives a crap if Mateen Cleaves showed up or not?
Here's the thing. Okay, Mitch Albom. If you know Mateen Cleaves, he's in the NBA, but I think he rides the pine for what? Seattle or something like that?
Golden State. He was drafted by the Pistons.
He washed out. He's not a very good NBA player. But regardless, okay. Mateen Cleaves. I don't trust that Mateen Cleaves can get on a flight. I'll be honest. He doesn't look like the brightest guy. I don't know that Mateen Cleaves needs a...
Why would Mateen Cleaves not?
Mateen...
Just go ahead and say it.
What?
Why would...
He doesn't look bright to me.
Oh. Why doesn't he look bright?
Because he's a dumb jock. He's a dumb jock.
Okay.
He's a dumb jock. And he just
doesn't
look
like...
You're this
close to the Queens right
now. Am I this close? I just said he doesn't look like a bright
guy. You're dancing on the Queens like Ryan.
No,
Ryan.
I'm not. So Mateen Cleaves doesn't have a flight. Now Mitch is in trouble. But meanwhile, if Mateen Cleaves and the guy had been there, it would be okay. No one would have a problem with it, even though the guy wrote the thing on Friday for Saturday, talking about a game that hadn't even happened yet.
This is the problem. You know, who's the nudgy retard that, like, caught him on this?
Oh, I don't know. I don't know.
Who scanned the entire arena during the Final Four and went, I didn't see Jason Richardson anywhere in the building. You know why? Because people are nudniks. They'll get their nudges. They'll get in your face.
Do you want to hear what the publisher of the Free Press had to say about it?
I am a big, giant douchebag.
That's what the editor to the publisher...
I'm trying to get a job over there. Maybe I should be quiet.
But see, I don't think what he did was all that bad. I don't hate Mitch Albom because of that. I hate him because he wrote a book.
The worst thing for me is a microphone, because I'll continue to cut my own throat.
Let me handle this. You just back off. I got it.
I'll start calling the editors of newspapers douchebags.
Mitch Albom...
Called Debbie Schlussel an annoying yenta and never getting her pants.
You know, what I hate is that everybody in America, this Mitch Albom, everything he writes is gold. You know what I mean? He writes a book called, you know, Changing Maury's Bedpan, and the next thing you know, it's the bestseller in America. And I'm like, why? The guy writes a book at 75 pages long or whatever the hell it was. Ridiculous. And everyone jumps on this self-help thing. That's all it is.
You tell me you didn't
people
like...
trying to feel better.
You didn't like the five people you meet in heaven?
No. You know why? You're not going to meet anybody in heaven. You're going to be in the ground eaten by worms unless they incinerate your goddamn ass. It's all just stupid. It's all just mythology. It's nonsense. People buy into it, and this big chin prick, Mitch Albom... is writing these articles.
So is this why they got to lay the Pope out on a slab for people to walk by? Because
he's like, they drained all the blood out of him and shot him up with formaldehyde.
They didn't, though.
They didn't? They didn't embalm the Pope? No, that was the weird thing. Oh, he's just sitting there rotten?
They're just leaving him sitting there rotten. How freaking weird are people?
Yeah. He's out there like a Coney dog that got left out on the patio at the A&W.
You know, I don't, I'm with you.
But that's what I think about Mitch. I just think that, like, why get... Now everyone's upset because they thought he was this great friggin' guy because he wrote these stupid books that people liked. And now everyone's going to dump on him. Don't dump on him for this. He didn't do anything wrong.
Well, he was known as a sports writer for a long time. But this is what bothers me about the world, is that people get their shit all bent out of gear. I just dropped the S-bomb twice in the
show. That's all right. That's okay.
People get all out of whack and askance because Mitch Albom... filled in a detail that wasn't really there.
But that's because he's Mr. Untouchable. He's the greatest ever.
Meanwhile, this Jeff Garland prick, who's a gay hustler, gets let into the White House.
Oh, that? Yeah, I don't know if I want to. Yeah,
but I'm just saying, there was... Now, that guy got bumped out of the White House and hasn't showed up again.
Yeah, they threw him out.
But there wasn't really an investigation into the, the press office at the White House or anything. You know what I mean? No one...
Well, they threw him out, at least.
I know, but that, you know what I'm saying? That probably merited more investigation as to why the Bush administration plants homo reporters to ask puffball questions. Meanwhile, Mitch Albom says two brothers in Spartan jerseys were there and they weren't there, and people got to...
Yeah, there were brothers in Spartan jerseys there, you know?
Yeah.
Hey, Mitch, they all look alike. You can make that mistake. Man. All right, play the Queens. I admit I'm wrong. Sorry. My apologies to everybody. Yeah. I know. I said they all look alike. All right, I'm sorry. But my point is that Mitch is this big hero, and now it's like, oh, oh my God, he actually took a shortcut in his ride. You know why he took a shortcut? Because he's out in L.A. sitting by his pool, probably doing coke off a hooker's ass or something, having a real nice time. And I don't blame the guy. The guy's made a boatload of dough.
Mitch lives here. He does WJR every day.
Is he does a show from L.A. now, I thought.
Oh, well, I've seen Mitch around town.
Okay, but I've heard he does a show from L.A. a lot.
Really?
That's the word on the street.
Well, I don't blame him. I would be in L.A.
Exactly. But that's the point. If you got all this money because you sold a bunch of old Yentas some book that they love about some guy dying, you know, you took the money. I don't know. I'd say they say he donates that money anyway. I guess I can't.
I thought you were going to support Mitch, and now
I am supporting Mitch. I'm supporting Mitch on this. He's a tool, and
The original title of the show, "Bitch About Mitch," is
"Bitch About Mitch," and became Camilla Parker's bones. But whatever. Whatever.
God, are those nasty. Because
I just think that, you know, all these newspaper guys want to be creative people. That's what you learn about newspaper people. They all want, and you know this, you work in a newspaper.
Yeah.
And all these guys and all these Mike Lupica and all these guys want to be creative guys. They're not happy just reporting the facts. They all got to give their opinion. And then they're all going to write novels. And they're all going to get TV shows.
When you get to a certain level, real money is in writing books.
Exactly. But.
And that's my goal. If I got a good, like, daily film critic job.
Yeah.
I'd do what Ebert does, and I would crank out these books.
Yeah. Just compile crap.
I would fart out these big coffee table size editions that Ebert does every frigging year.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, I'm sitting over here looking like Ebert.
You're in an Argyle sweater.
I'm in an Argyle sweater, for Christ's sakes. I'm turning into Ebert. It's like, somebody asked me recently, I'm like, so you like that show, The Critic? And I'm like, look at me. I am The Critic.
You are a Jay. What was his name?
Yeah.
Jay Sherman.
The great.
Do you want to be like Ebert? Because I'll get my players. I'll pull out your salivary gland. If you'd like.
That's not right.
If you'd like that. We like
no,
Ebert.
I am
like
going to marry a fat black woman, though.
Like Ebert. Oh, play some Queensrÿche. Oh, that was wicked. I just think that Mitch. You're not a Mitch fan. But all these newspaper people upset me.
Once again, we've picked another person I've met. Now,
I know.
I don't want to
seem
like I'm an asswipe who is like a name dropper, like I meet all these people. But I'm a professional writer, and I spent a lot of time in New York and LA. And I've worked in this town for a few years. I know Mitch.
Okay.
He's a little midget.
Who cares?
He's a Napoleonic.
What does it have to do with your opinion of the guy professionally and what he does?
I don't know.
And the way he's like this ridiculous superstar over these dumb books. You don't like that book. You used to work in a bookstore, and all those broads would come in, and you'd complain about it.
Oh.
Because they're buying these retarded Mitch Albom books.
Every soccer mom.
Yeah, exactly. No one that cares about, that wants to read anything good is reading that book.
Yeah, but
it's for people who don't read a book. It's Oprah Book Club, fat old ladies in their minivans coming in and getting his book, and that's why he's
famous. That Oprah Book Club
is... So leave Mitch alone. Leave him alone.
Leave him alone.
You want to bitch about what's really wrong with Mitch. His stupid play downtown.
Duck
Hunter Shoots Angel.
Yeah. You can fire.
You know what my play is going to be? Angry Comedian Shoots Big Chin Prick. That's what it's going to be, and it's going to be about Mitch Albom.
Yeah, Mitch shows up to movie screenings every now and then.
Yeah.
You know what he shows up to? Art films like Alien versus Predator.
Well, see, there you
That's
go.
That's the only times you ever
That's
see
That's
the
Mitch. Level you're working on with Mitch.
I know.
So leave him alone on this one. The guy's all right. Leave him alone.
I think this is a whole lot of...
You can't throw the guy under the bus now. Y'all bought his stupid book. Leave him alone.
Bash Mitch for being an arrogant little a-hole, but don't get on Mitch because he...
Corey, you've met him. How dare you?
I don't know. It's just weird. It is. It's funny, though, because it's like, this is a guy I do...
I know it's a guy you know.
It's not
but
like
I just find this whole thing...
I've said maybe 25 words to Mitch in like 5 years, but...
Right. The controversy is a tempest in a teapot. That's my opinion. You know what I mean?
A
leopard doesn't change his spots. He's probably been doing this for years. But y'all lapped it up. Y'all loved it. Now you're all pissed off because two guys weren't in the crowd. F you.
It's ridiculous. No, people get
it's
bent
ridiculous.
Out of shape
They're
over
bent
nothing.
Out of shape of, oh, there's not integrity. Like, are you going to believe that crap in the paper you read every day anyway from whoever's writing it?
The Bush administration pays off columnists.
Yeah.
They give them. That's a scandal.
I don't blame the Bush administration. I blame the journalists.
But I know, but the White House pays these guys.
I understand that.
And then there's not some big congressional oversight or look into it where they go, that's journalistic integrity. Mitch talked to Mateen Cleave. This
and
is
he
what
said
happened.
He was going to go.
Mateen said he's going
to
go.
Go
so Mitch,
and then he doesn't show up,
so
and
Mitch
now
then
Mitch
said,
is,
you know,
Mitch's ass is out there. He's out to he hung out to dry.
Well, you know what? It's Mateen Cleave's fault.
I did I not say that? I just said that. And I said it in a different way than you said it, but I said it.
It's his fault.
You see, I worked, this is the most worked up I've ever been on the show.
Over nothing.
Over Mitch Albom.
I'm worked up. I keep looking at Camilla
Parker.
Well,
throw that right in the garbage. Oh. Throw that paper right in the paper. Now I got to look at Kirk Kerkorian. Look at
it's a mess everywhere I
look. And look, and you got the Pope on the next day.
I got to take a break.
I got to take a break. We're going to take a break. A little more Broken Social Scene. We'll come back, finish off the show. Oh, right after this. Almost Crimes from Broken Social Scene. Taking a little break here on the Corey and Joel Radio Show. Show number 6. Camilla Parker's Bones is the name of the show. Hope you're enjoying it. We are, I think.
Yeah, sure.
Mitch Albom. Big rant on Mitch Albom. I defended Mitch Albom. I called him a big chin prick about 12 times, but I defended the guy. So that's where I stand.
Yeah.
Send your comments to email at CoreyandJoelRadio.com about Mitch Albom. We will be the show of record. Actually, I don't care about this
topic
anymore. Were you up late last night? Did you watch the big TV event that we all stayed up for at 3 a.m.?
What was that?
The Pope's funeral.
Oh.
3 a.m. it was on. Eastern.
This was me at 3 a.m.
Yeah, that was worth watching. I'm having a flavor ice. Excuse me. Is that all right? I eat a flavor ice on air. I had a flavor ice in the break. I grabbed. You grabbed one too.
adding to our growing sponsorship list, flavor ice.
Yes, flavor ice.
Look,
plus.
All I'm saying is Otter Pops. You're a bunch of bullshit. Flavor ices are where it's at, and I'll say that on the radio.
This is a flavor ice plus with 25% fruit juice.
And for $125,000 a year, flavor ice, you too can be a sponsor of this show.
The Corey and Joel Radio Show.
Get in on the ground floor.
Because right now we've got that Toffee Fey money coming in.
It's huge.
That Toffee Fey thing.
The Toffee Fey money's flowing.
I got to get rid of this thing. It's really annoying. It's kind of good. It's a little too frozen.
Sponsored
right
by
now.
Arizona Iced Tea.
Carol Gorey's enjoying Arizona Iced Tea, and I'm enjoying a flavor ice. A flavor ice plus with 25%
listen
fruit juice.
How was the dentist today, Timmy?
It's a tough. Mom, I pierced my tongue. Look what I did.
Yeah, by the way, the new sovereign of Monaco is named Prince Albert.
Yeah, I know. But it's named for him, the thing.
I know. It's just the jokes will flow.
Hmm.
You know what?
I'm getting rid of this. No, I'm getting rid of this. I know you're going to punch me in the face.
No, just keep enjoying your flavor ice. Go ahead.
That's okay. We've got to talk.
It's going to ooze all over the panel now. We'll get that away from there.
No, it's all right. It's okay.
You're going to get juice on the board. And
there's
it's
no
be
juice
a mess.
On the board, believe me. No juice from the flavor. It's all right. I got it. It's under control, man. I got control of the flavor.
God damn you.
I can control my snacks. I don't even snack that much anymore. Come on.
You sloppy dago. Would you just finish up that flavor ice? God. See, that's Toffee Fey and no mess candy. That's why I enjoy Toffee Fey during the show.
It's too good for kids. I need that jingle. If anyone has the Toffee Fey jingle, need to drop that in. Toffee Fey, it's too good for kids.
Also, if you have the Sugar Mamas taste so swell because it's chocolate dipped caramel.
I don't even know that one.
That's good.
Oh, that's good. Now, is that old? Is that like a 50? That's like 50.
Like 60s. Yeah.
That's like at the drive-in or something.
Yeah. There's Sugar Mama and Sugar Daddy. Mm. I don't even know if we get Sugar Mama anymore.
Do you know the Pope's name? Did you know what his actual name was?
Yeah.
It wasn't John Paul. What was his name?
It was Oldie McFart. No. The Pope's actual name was Carol Wojtyla.
Carol Wojtyla.
Wojtyla.
Oh, there it is. Carol, what says it right
there?
Well,
first of all, it's one of those European names with too many consonants and people are trying to, like, pronounce it.
What is it? It's J-T-Y-F.
Americans have no idea what to do with a J and a T next to each other. It's Wojtyla, I think is what it's... But the important thing there is his name's Carol, okay? You got a girl's name, dude.
I know.
The Pope's got a girl's name.
But... He's not the only one.
I mean, he picked John Paul.
He picked John Paul.
John Paul the Deuce to be his
But you have
name.
To pick, like, a name out of the Bible when you become...
Yeah.
You have to pick a name of, like, one of the saints or some...
I like when popes are named, like, Pius or Innocent. I think it was Pope Innocent V. I think that was the Pope during the World War II.
Yeah.
Which he just gave himself the name Innocent to just try and get out of it, you know? I know nothing. I do not. I don't know. You burned the Jew in oven. I know nothing. I'm innocent.
Yeah. Because I'm fascinated by guys with girls' names. That's like a thing for me. That's a thing. And it's a never-ending source of delight for me.
Yeah.
Carol.
Much like Camilla Parker Bowles is a never-ending source of delight to me. I'm gonna rip the skin off my cock thinking about that one tonight. I'm just gonna tear that right off.
We made a list of guys with girls' names. Should we share this
yeah,
with
break
our
that
audience?
Out.
Because a lot of people don't realize how many there are.
Well, we saw the Pope's name was Carol.
Was Carol with a K, but you'd also be Carol with a C, like Carol O'Connor.
Right, but that's a girl's name.
It's a girl's name. How are you? Because this is the test. We were making up this as we were talking to some of our friends about it, and we were like, well, how do you know it's the wrong sex's name? And this is the test.
Yeah.
If you don't know the person and you said, hey, my friend Carol's coming over. You got to meet my friend Carol.
Sure.
People would say, oh, what's she like? You're like, no. Carol's a guy. Then you know if there is that confusion inherently built in, then you know it's a guy with a girl's name.
Right.
Now, conversely, there are girls with guys' names. And there are names that could be either and you really don't know and it's kind of right down the middle.
Sure.
So we have a list of all of these. This
fascinated you so much when we.
I still love it. Yeah. We did this a month ago, just sitting around the house. Yeah. Well, the inspiration for this was we were watching The Amazing Race, which is a show we both love, because we're fat and don't have girlfriends. And there's a guy named Meredith.
Yeah.
There's a man named Meredith.
You don't get that a whole lot anymore.
There's not a lot of guys named Meredith. And there's a guy named Lynn. There's a guy named Lynn. He's a homosexual. Guy named Lynn is gay. Yeah.
Wait, you're saying he's a... What do you mean by homosexual?
He likes guys' butts. I don't know. He's gay.
Oh, he's a pillow biter. Okay.
He's a gay man.
Do I go to the Queen's Rec button?
I don't care. You said pillow biter, yeah. But... So I was interested in making a list of these. So here, Lynn, Carol, and Meredith. I don't know any other Meredith guys. It's not like a famous Meredith, is there? Like a famous...
Meredith Vieira, that guy's pretty famous.
That guy's hot. The transsexual on The View, he's hot.
No, you're right. No, but like, names like Kelly.
Mm-hmm.
If I said, hey, have you met Kelly? You'd think, oh.
Kelly is a girl's name.
That's totally a chick's name.
People would argue that that's a name that could be both, but no, that's definitely a girl's
name. But there's
name.
Guys, like a lot of guys with girls with the name Kelly.
Yeah. Here's a good one. Leslie.
Well, yeah.
That's a girl's name. I don't care. Leslie Moonves, well, Leslie Nielsen.
In the olden days, you could be named after a fag, and it would be fine.
Wait a minute. You're saying if you're named Leslie, you're named after a fag?
I'm just saying. I mean, you could have
you could be named after anybody.
You could have real puffy fruit ball name. And you know what John Wayne's real name is?
What?
Marion.
Okay.
You goddamn with that flavor ice.
I know, I'm sorry. Okay.
Now you're gonna it's gonna get on the notes.
It's not, it's just the Mitch album crap. Fucking cares?
Yeah, well, you know what, we should put a lighter fluid to that bit. But
I love that Mitch album rant. It was great. But here's other names that guys can have that are girls. Like Jan.
Right, Jan Michael.
Or Jan. Jan. But yeah, well, Jan.
But see, but then you step into the strange world of French, and that's just.
Euro names, yeah, Euro
that's
names.
That's just all gay.
But if you're Jan, that's a girl's name. I don't care.
Yeah, Michelle.
Michelle, yeah. Guy. That's a French, but I think we decided those didn't count under that rule.
Toughest guy in the history of the world was Guy Lafleur.
Uh huh.
Because he played hockey with that faggy name. And that's, you got to be tough to be named Guy.
Guy. It was Guy. It was spelled Guy.
Right. But it was Guy the Flower. You got to be tough.
You're the Flower Guy.
Yeah.
Right. So, no, Sandy. Now, Sandy could be short for Sander.
That's a real...
if you're Sander, just be Sander. Don't be Sandy. It's a girl's name.
You know, that's a lot of, like, old shoe salesmen or, like, you know, like...
Sandy.
You know what I mean? It's not a name that's popular currently.
Well, that's part of it, and I think that's a little bit like
do you know Sandy?
Leslie was sort of a, you know, from the 30s or something, or Depression era.
Do you know Sandy Zuckerman? He sells vacuum cleaners. He'll get you a hoover.
Sandy. And famous Sandy? Sandy Koufax?
Sure.
Sandy Berger?
Yeah.
Was he Secretary of Defense or whatever? Sure. Sandy Berger. Here's another one, Jules. That's sort of the Euro thing.
Yeah.
Jules is a guy with a girl's name. If you meet a guy named Jules, it's a girl's name.
Yeah.
If I said, hey, here's Jules. Oh, is Jules hot? Yeah, he's 6'3" with the mustache. You know what I mean? It's a guy. It's not a girl. I get excited. Tracy.
Jules Verne. You'd say that to Jules Verne, Faith.
Yeah, come here, Jules Verne.
I don't think Jules necessarily is a... That's, you know what?
There's a great Jules, Jules Dassin, who was an old
You know who should
director.
Have made our list? Jules Asner, the girl. Now, that's a piece of chicken. I like that.
Oh, in our top 65? She's a little old. I sort of... I mean, not old, but...
We could do like a 200 on that list.
We could do 8,000 podcasts to actually go through all the selections.
In fact, folks, that's the show from now on. We're just going to talk
about which
brunch.
Chick is hotter.
Yeah, that was the only...
And that'll be the whole show.
That worked.
Okay, do you want... do you want Jules Verne or Sandy Berg?
I don't want either. I don't know. Frankly.
Here's another, but Tracy, who are the famous Tracys with Tracy names?
Tracy Lords?
No, guys.
Tracy.
There's like Tracy Scroggins.
Like
there was a football player.
It's all like football players.
Tracy McGrady?
Yeah, Tracy McGrady.
Tracy McGrady, basketball player. And then Connie?
Well, that's old guys.
Conrad. Right? That's short for Conrad.
Yeah, but that's like Connie Mack and stuff. That's like
Connie Mack, Conrad Hall.
Old-timey baseball.
Connie Hall. Kelly, you mentioned Kelly already. Yeah. That's a good one. Here's one. You don't see a lot of guys. Gail. That's a girl's name. There's no... Sure. You can't... There's no argument
there. But
there's
Gail Sayers.
Gail Sayers, the Chicago Bear.
Gail Garcia Bernal.
Who's that?
He's not Motorcycle Diary. He's a...
Oh, he's an actor or something. Okay. But Gail, that's a girl's name.
Yeah, Gail Sayers.
Yeah.
I love you, Brian Piccolo. I love you, man.
Yeah, people have no idea what you're talking about.
Yeah, they do.
Brian's song.
You know what? If you don't get that reference, fuck yourself. That's what I'm going to say to you right now.
Can I just break in here? Yeah, look, if you're the program director, whatever your name is, in Syracuse, New York.
We've done this already.
I feel that sometimes you know that we sort of made a conscious decision on the show. That even though we're dirty comics, and that even though we talk about adult, that we wouldn't use 7 dirty words and stuff on this show.
You've got
that
a
we
good
wouldn't
point,
ever
Joel.
Not do it.
No,
we. But have, the point of this show,
we signed that covenant, and to that I say, fuck you right in the ear.
Oh, you know that's just okay. Listen,
but back look, to guys with girls' names because that's wacky.
If you have a low wattage FM station in Kenosha, Wisconsin, I can guarantee you that Corey will not speak this way when we're your new morning team. So don't be concerned. So if you don't get the Brian song reference,
but you can say Jew bastard. Is that fair on the?
Did I say Jew? Who said Jew bastard?
Oh, I just did.
Oh, you just said.
Here comes Queens. Here comes Queensryche.
Now you got it. You're singing along now. You're actually under. You've never heard these Queensryche songs
starting
before.
To follow this garbage.
And now you're into it. All right. Yeah. Here's another one, Lindsay. If you're a guy named Lindsay. Lindsay Buckingham from Fleetwood Mac,
sure.
Famous Lindsay. That's a chick's name.
We're going to have an all Fleetwood Mac show, too. That's because Rumors is a great record.
We're going to do a whole show.
That's a bomb, dude.
Marion is a guy with a girl's name.
That's John Wayne's real name.
Okay, yeah, you mentioned that. Okay, Marion, that was just on
Lindsay
the list.
Hunter.
Lindsay Hunter from...
Leslie Moonves. We
talked about Leslie Moonves. Leslie Nielsen. Yeah. Here's another one. Adrian.
Right.
That's a girl's name.
Now, what about girls with guys' names?
We're going to get to that. I got a couple more guys with girls' names. So if you're Adrian, Adrian Dantley.
Lin.
Adrian Lin, the director. Adrian. I have a cousin named Adrian, but his name is Adriano. He's very Italian.
Sure.
So then he just shortened it. I'm like, I tell him, hey, that's a girl's name. He doesn't care. Okay. Carrie, K-E-R-R-Y. What guys are named Carrie?
Carrie Collins.
Carrie Collins, yeah, that's a girl's name. Yeah. Now, no, if you read it, you would probably think it's a guy.
Carrie Grant.
Yeah, Carrie Grant.
But he was a puffer, so...
But that wasn't his real name anyway.
Archibald Leach.
Archibald Leach, there you go. Corey knowing all the old actors, old Hollywood actors' real names.
I got more power than your hard drive.
Are you a guy named Shannon?
Shannon Sharp.
That's a girl's name.
Yeah.
And what about... Now, this is sort of foreign. Maybe this is... Ali. Or Ali.
Oh, Ali.
Ali's a girl's name.
Yeah.
And that would be like a Middle Eastern guy, usually.
Well, sure, but that doesn't count.
You want to do girls with guys' names here? Because sure. I got, look at these. Okay, if you're a girl named Brett.
You're a dyke.
I didn't say that.
Oh.
You have a guy's name. You have a guy, it's all right. Yeah, you can.
My fingers
you don't
the
have to
Reich
play
trigger.
Queensryche for dyke. You can let dyke go.
Okay.
Let dyke go. If I said Bull Dyke, then that would be worthy of Queensryche, but you didn't.
Okay. How about finger-banging man-woman? Is that...
Sure, I think that's acceptable. That's okay. I think you can get that over. The FCC won't get mad. The FCC has anything to do with this show. But...
Good morning, Chippewa Falls!
Hey, we got girls with guys' names. Hey, Corey, what do we got for you next?
Woo!
I once knew a girl named Joey. Uh-oh. Hey. Hey. Hey.
Oh, what do you think about this?
Well. Whoa. Hey. This is this girl I was dating. Her name was Ronnie.
Uh-oh. Traffic and weather on the 8th. Hey. Let's go. Hey. Phony phone scams coming up after the break. We're going to call your mom.
Hey, we're going to have call your mom, and you're going to tell her you're in porno.
Oh,
and then we're
going to
surprise her and say, you're really being pranked by the Corey and Joel radio show.
That's right. Another zinger.
Woohoo!
Here it comes right at you. The show broke down, didn't it?
Yeah. Yeah, this is complete lack
total
of preparation.
Of
we only have 10 minutes left, thankfully.
All right, keep going with your
you
brilliant
want girls
list.
With
of...
guy? We'll come back to this throughout the upcoming podcasts. Unless we just decide to sell all this shit on eBay and do no more podcasts.
Dude, let's blow through this list right now.
Well, if you're a girl named Daryl.
Right, my name, Corey.
Corey is one of those, yeah.
I'm a switch hitter.
Names. You want to do the switch hitters? Corey, Terry, Francis.
Right. You get no. If you say, do you know Corey?
It could be a girl.
More
it could
often
be
than
guy.
Not, it's a guy.
And more often than not, it's a guy.
But there are girls named Corey.
What about if you're named Terry? That could be either.
Mm-hmm.
I think Terry's a little more girl, but not that much.
I have two friends, one male, one female named Terry.
Both named Terry?
Yeah.
Francis? Francis is kind of a girl's name.
But I know a girl named Francis, but it, you know, you could be a
these
guy.
Are, these are both. These are
usually it's like Frank.
Frank, yeah. You
for a guy,
Francis,
but, you
Frank.
Know, guys would be named Francis, sure.
Aaron? No, usually that's just two
like
different
Francis
spellings.
Francis of Assisi, sure. You know, guys like
Aaron is like A-A-R-O-N would be the guy, and E-R-I-N would be the girl.
I have a friend who
I know you have a male
name,
friend named Aaron.
Yeah, and he spells it the gay way.
He spells it E-R-I-N?
Well, I know a couple Aarons.
Wait a minute, this guy you know named Aaron spells his name E-R-I-N.
I've been trying to get him to change it for years.
What a homo.
But, you know, he's a Jew. What are you going to do?
He's a Jew. Yeah, gonna disparage.
They got strange ways. Listen to you wrinkling the paper. But then the other Aaron we know that owns the bar, he spells it with a double A.
Oh, okay, yeah, all right. That's fine. That makes sense. And that would be the guy. But if you just said it audibly, right. You wouldn't know if it's a girl.
But then
guy.
I know a girl named Aaron that spells it E-R-I-N. So,
okay.
I have them both in the phone, and I have to make sure which one I'm calling.
Which one you're calling.
Because if I'm calling her at 2 in the morning, it's probably going to be a problem. You know what I'm saying?
What about Chris?
Yeah,
is Chris,
you got no idea.
Chris could be either.
It could be either way.
And again, you might have K-R-I-S as a female spelling, but audibly it's
right.
Exactly
Chris
the same.
Chris Farley, Chris Everglory.
You say it
to
me. Jerry?
It's my dad's name.
Jerry's your dad's name. Well, Jerry
you know, my
could
dad,
be either.
You know what my dad's name is?
Jerry
Hall.
Corey's dad's name is Jerry Hall.
Yeah, you know the grief I got for that in elementary school?
His dad banged Mick Jagger.
These geniuses, they were like, oh, your dad's banging Mick Jagger, baby, me.
Here's a good one, Sean.
Oh, suck on a Yoo-Hoo and shut up, Mitch Feinberg. Oh,
Sean?
Oh, I'm sorry.
Could
I was,
be
I was
either.
Living back in fourth grade.
Sean. If your name's Sean, you could be a girl.
I didn't even
you could
know
be
anybody
guy.
Mitch Feinberg. I don't know.
He's Sean.
I know. I dated a girl named Sean briefly.
Okay. You didn't date any guys named Sean?
Yeah, you just read between these two lines here. Okay?
Oh, read between
I got
the
three fingers.
Finger. Wow, that's innovative comedy.
You know what? I'm coming over there. Coming across this console.
I've got flavor ice juice. Look out. Oh. I will throw this. Wait. I will anoint you like the Pope. In the name of the Father and the Son, I throw this flavor ice plus juice. Watermelon flavor. All right. Robin. If your name is Robin, you could be a girl, you could be a guy. Right?
You don't have any idea.
Robin. Oh, did you see Robin? Robin Williams.
Robin Masters from Magnum P.I.
Robin Leach. Robin Quivers. Robin Givens. Females, Robins. Male Robins, female Robins. Jamie. Jamie could be a guy, could be a girl.
Jamie King was in our top 65.
Jamie King was in our top 65. And Jamie Presley.
But remember, she
used
to call herself James King.
She called herself James King. And that's a girl. Yeah, that's
no
wrong.
No idea. That's
exactly.
A guy. That's a totally.
But she had to change. She gave in to the pressure that we're putting on people right
Do
now.
Do we have Ricky on this list?
Do we have Ricky on the list? No. What would Ricky be, you think? Would that be a girl with a guy's name?
It could be either one, man.
Ricky. Ricky Lake.
You think it's a more...
Ricky, do I have to add that to the list?
Yeah,
should I grab
Ricky
my pen? Ricky is neither one.
It's more of a guy's name.
There's a lot more of these. Jamie, we talking about Pat? Pat could be either.
Wow.
You could be either.
We didn't have Pat?
No, Pat is either. It's on the next one on the
like
list.
Like Pat added, Nixon or Pat Summerall? Or?
Pat Nixon, Pat Summerall, Pat O'Brien.
Pat O'Brien.
Oh, God, we played. You don't have that in there, do you?
I don't have the cue.
Yeah, we were the first people to play the Pat O'Brien thing. Gene?
Yeah, that's
if
my
you're Gene.
That's my mom's name.
Wait a minute. You're saying your mom was
yeah, but,
Gene.
The
dad was Jerry, and then you're Corey. So yeah. You're all sort of, you all can't make up your mind.
No. It's a weird family. Yeah. Well, Gene, men usually spell it J E
men.
G-E-N-E.
Men go G E N E, and women go J E A N usually.
Unless you're French, and then Jean, and then you're a homo.
But that's John, J-O-H-N. I mean, it's not. No, it's Jean. But it's pronounced, but it's like the same thing.
I know, it's J-E-A-N, but it's just, oh, God, this is giving me a headache.
Okay. Well, you'd be nice to know there's only 4 minutes left in the show.
I'm going to put a flavor ice on this head and calm it down.
What about if your name was Dana? What would that be? It's right here on the list.
Yeah, then you'd be a bitch. Now that's a joke.
Dana, you need to play that back. Just hit the back, and you'll get Corey's little dig.
She's listened to the show, too. That's a girl. She probably dropped that out of there.
She's listened to the show, this girl, Dana?
Yeah, she has. But,
no. I knew a real hot chick named Dana, man, when I was in high school.
Yeah, this was
real
not hot one chick. But, listen to me now. Now I've done it.
We're going to talk about how your ex-girlfriend walked into Club Bar last night. You want to talk about that?
Not really.
Okay, then let's talk about guys named Casey.
No, but Dana isn't it like Dana Carvey?
Dana Carvey, Dana Plato would Dana be a female. Delaney. Dana Delaney is a woman.
That goes either way.
Dana Stubblefield is a male football player?
Sure.
Okay. Casey could be either. Casey Stengel. Casey Kasem. Casey. I've known girls
is it now
Casey.
Casey and the Sunshine Band, but that's like KC.
Yeah, but it's C-A.
What if it's C-A-S-E-Y? Like,
well, that's guys are named Casey. They're named Casey, C-A-S-E-Y.
What, Casey at the Bat?
Yeah, Casey Stengel.
These are all old names. You know what? Wasn't Casey the name of Mr. Dress-Up's little puppet friend?
You know, that I don't know.
I think that was. Yeah.
What about Randy? If your name Randy, could be either. Maybe I think Randy might be a girl with a guy's name instead of both. No, right? Randy Jackson.
No, that goes about even.
Randy Johnson.
Sure. Randy Sklar.
Randy could be either. Blair. Blair is a big one that's either. You don't know what the hell Blair is. If you meet Blair, if you hear Blair's coming.
I know Blair's fat. That's all I got. I know.
Blair from Fat. She from was Facts the thinnest one on
I know,
that show.
She's still fat.
Blair, I thought Blair was hot.
Did you?
Yeah, I mean, she got.
You were into Janet from Three's
I
Company
love Janet. I'm going to do a show. We have to do a show about why Star Wars sucks, a show about why The Simpsons sucks, and why I liked Janet from Three's Company. That's the new. Get rid of Camilla Parker Bowles. He's holding it up to me, people. This is the theater of the mind, I know, and Corey's just like, hey, here's Camilla Parker Bowles. What if you're named Lee? You could be either.
Oh.
Lee Majors.
Sure.
Lee Merriweather. It could be either way. Lee.
Really, as gay a name as that is, I know more guys named Lee.
I think so.
Girls.
What, Cameron? Yeah. There's Cameron Diaz, Cameron Manheim.
Cameron Crowe.
Cameron Crowe. I think it's either.
Cameron Swayze.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
All the big stars.
You know what I like? I like then there are totally unambiguous male names like Gig. Gig Young.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, I want to meet a chick named Stanley.
No, you don't.
Like, the
I know some bars around here. We could probably facilitate that.
Yeah, you know, we're in Ferndale, Michigan. Then we can meet a girl named Stanley any minute. Hi, I'm Stanley. My penis is stuck between my legs. Hey, girls with guys' names. You want to do the list real quick?
Once a gay girl told Joel that.
Oh, you want to go about this? Let me explain. I met this girl, very attractive blonde. First time I had ever met her, was sort of into her. We were talking. We were hanging out for about an hour, and she said to me, "Go ahead."
If I was into guys.
Oh, you ruined it.
You're like a woman.
No, you're ruining it. She said, I really like your body, and I'd sleep with you if you were a woman.
Oh, God. So if you put Joel's body on a woman, what a horror show
I'd
that would be.
I'd be a fat lesbian. I opened my comedy show with the joke about how I look like
and
a fat
she's
lesbian.
Like, she's like a cute girl.
She's a hot blonde, lipstick all the way.
Another lesbian comedian that we used to work with long ago.
We didn't even mention that was a lesbian comedian, but now that we've gone there, whoa!
Oh, sorry. Well,
it's all right. We're almost done with the show.
Another unrelated lesbian that we used to know. She once, this was a comedian, this girl for sure.
Yeah.
Said that that she would probably go with me if she was into guys, and it like incensed the other dudes.
Oh, okay.
And this just shows that guys will fight over even
guys
a girl
will fight over girls
who's
that won't
clearly
sleep with
like
any of
a
us.
Total lesbian.
Yeah,
they were
lesbians.
Like, what do you mean you sleep with Corey? I'm like,
we're gonna get lesbians on the show. That's gonna and not the Howard Stern way. We're gonna just get lesbians in just to talk to them.
We're gonna get your real brutal, ugly, everyday
mustache lesbians,
nasty
Birkenstock wearing lesbians,
face like a trout. big fat
lip. Oh, we're going out strong on this one. Corey, get ready. Cue it up, baby.
Queensryche? Oh.
No. Benny Hill theme. Hey, thanks for listening to Corey and Joel Radio Show number 6. We'll be back with you next week, probably. We're going to do the bachelor party post-game next time. We're going to big bachelor party Saturday night. Our buddy Bill's getting married, and we'll have all the action. Hey, but the bridal party's not allowed to listen. How naughty are we?
Meanwhile, they're getting faces full of dicks. Oh, guys, exactly. Who look like Fabio.
Oh, Jesus. So we're out of here. Send your email. The email at CoreyandJoelRadio.com. Visit the website, CoreyandJoelRadio.com. Vote for us on PodcastAlley.com. Get over to Podcast Alley. Look up our name on that, Corey and Joel. And we got more Broken Social Scene. Is that what we have?
Yeah.
Hit it.
Good night, everybody.
We're out of here. See ya.